Well, as we've been hearing, the Federal Treasurer will also talk tonight about the importance of continued migration for Australian economic growth. And today the government's revealing more about its new visa program that asks migrants to stay in rural areas for 3 years. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
In the rolling green hills of southwest Victoria, they're desperate for more people to come and make the region their home. And in large part, the reason for that is exactly the one the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is talking about today, an ageing population.
We're seeing that already, particularly in rural communities. There's a higher proportion of older people.
That's Marianne Brown, who's a councillor in Southern Grampian Shire and chair of Rural Councils Victoria. Victoria South West has been trying to solve its population problem through pilot programs intended to get migrant workers to settle in the region and fill jobs local employers are finding it hard to find people for, even if there's extra cost involved.
With most businesses, you probably do need to do some sort of training with people coming in.
So what are the sorts of jobs that are in demand at the moment in your shire, in your part of the world?
Well, for instance, there's always a shortage of diesel mechanics, probably anyone in the transport space, truck drivers, forklift operators, those types of people. And there's probably even at a higher level in terms of perhaps accountants, solicitors, and that sort of comes and goes a bit. And there's always positions in the health sector.
And that's because the local population is ageing and the demand for health services to support them is also skyrocketing.
And often local government will be the first point of call for the provision of those services. But that also creates employment opportunities because you need people to deliver those services.
But health sector jobs aren't necessarily the ones that skilled migrants are trained for when they come to the country. Andrea Sabula is a senior researcher at the University of Adelaide who surveyed some 2,000 skilled migrants, many of them working in regional communities. The results were not always encouraging.
The unemployment rate was about twice the level of the state average at the time. And perhaps most interestingly, we found that about half of the visa holders were working in an occupation that wasn't the one they had originally nominated when they sought their visa.
The further up the income scale, the harder it is, it seems, for skilled migrants to find a job in a regional community, even if they have the right skills.
Managerial posts in general were hard to fill or find for the migrants. On a positive side, sectors to or occupations to get into fairly easily for migrants were in the health sector.
Migrants told the survey, employers told them that they were frequently looking for someone with local experience.
And that's a bit of a catch-22, because as you come into the country, you just don't have the local experience.
Is there an inbuilt bias against migrants, do you think, from employers?
That's certainly the view of some of our migrants.
Is a racial bias to blame? Well, perhaps, but there are genuine issues employers face in hiring a skilled migrant.
Someone coming in as a migrant is an unknown entity, and there's a risk and a cost factor involved in that.
And that, says Marianne Brown, is definitely something the government could help with if it was serious about getting more migrants into the regions.
My understanding is that visa applications can take a minimum of 12 months to process. So if you've got vacancies, that's a long time to wait to get somebody into that job. And what's the effect on your business?
Marianne Brown is a councillor at Southern Grampians Shire in Victoria. Tom Eagledon reporting.